A fortnight before Speech Day was due to be held in the summer of 1967, events occurred in the Middle East which were to cast a dark shadow over the proceedings on that occasion. The United Arab Republic announced a blockade of the Straits of Tiran to all Israeli ships and to all ships carrying strategic goods to Israel. Tension mounted, and many Jews from outside Israel volunteered to go there to take the places of those who had been called out to the armed forces. Among them were many Anglo-Jews. But to an outsider it seemed that there was a split. The newly appointed chief rabbi of the Commonwealth of Nations declared that all British Jews would obey any command that might come from Israel. But on Friday, the 2nd of June, Bernard Levin, writing in the Daily Mail, and declaring himself to be a Jew, stated that the Jews of Britain would take no orders from abroad. Their loyalty was to Britain. Israel might engender sympathy, but could not command obedience from them. As the school gathered for the speech day on Sunday, the 4th of June, 1967, the war clouds loomed menacing indeed in the Levant. The chairman of the afternoon's proceedings was Mr. Louis Mintz, chairman of the Board of Governors of the school.
Sir Alexander, Mr. Halevi, governors of Whittingham, teaching staff, students, ladies and gentlemen. I am very privileged to be here this afternoon to chair this afternoon's meeting. And before I came in this room, one of the governors, who's an ex-boy, said to me, "You don't have to make the long speeches. The boys are very happy to receive their prizes and meet their parents and play around. So I'm not going to bore you with a very long speech. But you have the school motto of Eitz Chaim Hi. And I'm sure that I don't have to repeat of what this means, of this tree of knowledge, this tree of life. And although one would like to feel maybe in a little humorous mood this afternoon, unfortunately, or fortunately, most people speak from within and not from without. And we can't disguise this heavy atmosphere of the clouds that are around us today as Jewish people. But this is nothing new to us. We have suffered these indignities, and for thousands of years we're hardened to these things. And I'm sure that it won't be very long before we will be singing the Hatikva with joyfulness, full of laughter and very much strength." Yeah. This school, as you know, has been established now and is the oldest Jewish school in this country, established by our good friend Mr. Halevi, who, although I didn't know for many years but knew about him, I can only say that as the years go by, or the weeks and the days and the months, I feel his atmosphere about us, that I would say indeed Anglo-Jewry is very fortunate in having a man of his humility in the kindest sense of the term, his charm, his grace, above all his sincerity. And I just seem to think that one particular portion, when we finish up, we say "chein, chein lo" in one of the, I think it was in one of the Haftarahs, and I think you, Mr. Halevi, would be that part of the chein. Now, one had hoped to make quite a lot of notes. I have certain functions which I ought to perform. And to tell you what the school stands for and what we hope that the governors of this school, who unfortunately are not here in as many numbers due to speaking up and down the country for the cause that is close to us. Otherwise we'd have had another 20 governors here today. You are fortunate in having a very fine team of governors. And I'm sure that what is right for Anglo-Jewry and what is right for Whittingham will be done. We can't discuss the plans today because of these clouds that are around us. And I'm sure that you will sympathize with us in not being able to give you this message of the future. Everything has its priorities. For those of you that don't know much about Whittingham, you know that 35 years ago, Mr. Halevi's baby came to life for this school, and it was the first institution. It's aimed at synthesizing the best in British and Jewish children culture. It enabled a young Jew to realize there is compatibility and harmony between the loyalty and regard for the country of his birth and attachment, respect and love for Judaism, its culture, its religion, its ethical values and its traditions. The two are complementary. It was the Earl of Balfour who said that a Jew who was proud of his great heritage of Jewish civilization and at the same time was imbued with British culture, such a Jew was a more wholesome person and consequently a better citizen. It is almost four decades since the establishment of Whittingham, and Whittingham has produced some fine Jews that are very important today in Anglo-Jewish history. Your governors, some of your governors themselves are ex-Whittingham boys, and a finer crowd of fellows I have yet to meet. They have distinguished themselves in different fields of learning, of professions, commerce, in science and art, law and medicine, and some have been appointed to professional chairs. Others choose industry, but what is most pleasing is that a number of old boys who take an active part in Jewish communal life, and anyone who, like me, is involved in communal activities, knows how great the need is for that. You have today quite a number of prize distributions, and I don't know whether it is in my confines to say something to the boys, but life, I suppose, is what you make it. And yet, at the same time, this is probably a little incorrect. Life is what you make it for others. I think that's important. If you make others happy, you become a happy person yourself. This is vital. Yeah. Sorry if I have to look for something I've written down. No, I'm making a JPA appeal at the moment, I think. You know, so many messages one would like to send out to people here today. And something that one would like to feel, what message am I sending? What message are we going to give you? And it's unfair to worry the boys, I suppose, with so much of our own problems, that I would say that the prayer that I think is important is, God grant me the serenity to choose the things I can put right and accept the things I can't. And I think this is a message that, in my opinion, I could send to all of us. And I hope that, with God's help, that Whittingham, the community, and everything we love that is so very dear to us will show a fruition very shortly. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.